From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. and the U.K. wrapped up the fourth round of trade talks recently, with negotiators working on 16 different chapters of the proposed deal covering food safety rules, market access, and financial services during the meetings. The U.K. Department of International Trade indicates significant progress has been achieved since launching negotiations in May. The fifth round of talks will take place in mid-October. Farmers and ranchers can now begin applying for a new round of federal aid to help offset losses related to the COVID-19 pandemic. For the latest version of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, the USDA expanded the program to include more types of losses and more crops. For example, grapes, wheat, potatoes, and sunflowers have been added to the hundreds of crops and commodities eligible for aid. A new report by the American Farm Bureau Federation provides an in-depth examination of the causes and price implications resulting from extreme market volatility in the cattle industry. According to alphafarmers.org, the Cattle Market Working Group, made up of 10 state Farm Bureau presidents, spent more than 2 months investigating factors that led to market disruptions following the Holcomb packing plant fire and the pandemic. The report supplies state and county Farm Bureau organizations with deep insight and policy considerations as policy recommendations for 2021 are debated. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.